We're continuing now, beginning a new packet, Chaf Hei. Continuing the discussion of the Psul of Tzchach, Pusul, and Avir. We said the Tzchach Pusul is Poisel Lot with four Tzvachim, and Avir is Pusul with three Tzvachim. And we pointed out that it's only if it goes through the entire length or width of the Sukkah. Right? And by Tzchach Pusul. There is a sheet to not that we don't. If you look at the Sefer HaMichtam on page 5, so if you look there on in Sukkah Tazayin Amud Aleph on page 5, you'll see that that he has another opinion here. V'in tzchach posul v'avir yeshod l'daktek v'ladas drachov. So he says yeshod sovrim lomar she'avir posul b'shloshu tzchach posul l'posul barbo. And even if it's three tefachim by three tefachim in the middle, like a box, three by three, or four by four, or arba al arba, avol pishen kol osam shlosha shel avir, or arba shel tzchach posel, or prey kol orach hasukah, or prey kol rachva. There's vidad ze batal b'miyut. He says, this sheet is batal b'miyut. Meaning, if you have a square of tzchach pusul, but it doesn't go the entire length or the entire width, that's not the problem. It has to go the entire... There's one sheet that says that the avir is even 3 by 3, or tzchach pusul 4 by 4, even if it doesn't go the entire length. But he says that this sheet is batal b'miyut. It's a pun, you know. As we're talking about being batal, this sheet is batal b'miyut. Ki roba chachonim daidem lomar, she'in aver posel b'shloshav l'oshach posel barbob, and again nimshach oso apsul al p'nei kol orach ha'sukko al p'nei kol rochva. Smach l'dovim miloshan ha'gmur, sh'omil l'idchu damrisu, Bishum Afloga, Mali is Palig Beschach Pasul, Mali is Palig Beschach Pasul Vavir. Vaday Ein Loshin is Palig Novel in Kain Cholik Hasukal Shnayim. Vomisha Over Absul Al Prey Kula, Venimse Shi Nechlechas Lashnayim. Okay, so that's the there's an interesting mimer that Rav Scheinberg Zatzal wrote in the Kovetz Moadim on page 8. We said there's a din of avir pochus mishlosha is kosher, but ain't shanim tachtov. Right? And we said that also means that it goes through the entire length or entire width. But the question we had, remember last the end of last week, we were discussing, but how pochus mishlosha, but does it have to be a certain shear? So we saw in one sefer that it says it has to be at least a tefach. Remember? Rav Mintzberg sefer. She'iris Yisrael. So Rav Scheinberg writes here, take a look. Mashemavua beposkim shaavir posel begimel tefachim. Aber also la shavis tachas aavir afilu beposkim begimel tefachim. But tam she nikur machmas aavir vehefsek bar sukkah. Because it's nikur that there's a hefsek. Hashir b'zeh inu mavua beposkim. The shear is not clear, it's not bavur in the poskim. So what is the shear? The mashu? So he says, Neil the Daiti Shashir Bazir Kumo Bedinim shall have sick bain osios, kumo ribua shall tfillin. In other words, say you have the halacha is that the two letters of the Torah, the tefillin, they can't be touching each other. You need a hefsek. Or else it's not called mukaf gvil. Right? You can't have the letters touching. Or a halacha by tefillin, it has to be square. Right? So what is afshir bezek if he hachras common post kushim? Eino nikon lehedya. Eino posel beribua. There has to be something that you see it right away, you can tell that it's not square. Or you can see it, look at right away. In other words, without concentration. Right away, you can see that it's not touching. That it's not square. Or you can see right away that it's that there's a hefsek between the osios and that it's kosher. Shashir shall avir im nigger had you take it for avir. Whereas if you look at it, even if you're standing on one side, you look at it right away, you see that it's avir through. But if you have to go and look, and that's too small. So even though it might be that there's avir going the whole way, but if it's not noticeable ahead, you someone to say we saw this maybe in a different year. Rav Shalom of Neustadt, the Minhagim of Rav Shalom of Neustadt, says by bugs in the water also it should be like nikur right away. That, you know, something along those lines. Well, what did he say over here? By what is he saying here by Hefsek ben Osius? Kumo Osius Shrichim Lasakim Mishum Ksivatama. Aval Aim Bezachisan Shalokis Sidron. Mishum Chisan Zalom Lomakalkal Surasa Os. So what does that mean? What does it mean? Right, so what is he saying? Shrichim l'sakein. Why do you have to be m'sakein?
Because maybe if the letters are touching ever so slightly, and you separate them, and you don't have a shiloh zidron, you don't have a problem.
So what does that have to do with the concept of looking at it? Yeah, so what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Are the letters touching or they're not touching?
They're not touching.
Oh, so you're saying they're not touching, but that's only if you look carefully. But if you look superficially, it looks like they're touching. So he says that you have to fix that, because the concept of not touching, it should be obvious. What Rabbi Zablani is saying, it should be obvious right away that they're not touching. So if they're not touching, but only by a hair breath, then you have to fix that. But he says that, but it wouldn't be a problem of Shalom Kisidron. Because Lamaisa, it has a Tzura Sa'os. Because Lamaisa, it's not touching. So Tzura Sa'os, it has. But Lagabi the Din, that it has to be Mukav Gvil, it has to be noticeable right away. Because you could say that if you have to fix it, so then once I have to fix it, that means that the os is a problem, so then it's going to be Shalom Kisidron. You hear what we're saying with Harari? Rav Scheinberg saying that the din of Avir al-Pnei Kulo Eini Sheinim Tachtov Pachas Mish Gimel is Kosha Eini Sheinim Tachtov is only if it's noticeable right away, Lehedya, that it's not touching. But if you have to look at it carefully, then that even Yishenim Tachtov. And he says the same thing by Ribua. Ribua of Tefillin is, you look at it, if you're a careful, what?
No, it's not
very. Right. Yeah. So if you have, well, if, what if you have bamboos that are all one directional? So, Mistama, that would be okay. That would be okay. Unless there's a distance that it's readily noticeable that there's an airspace. But if it's not readily visible, you have to, mamas, look carefully. And you know, and if, maybe if you look carefully, you'll see that Taka, there's an air, a sliver of an airspace. That's not called Ein Yishenim Taka. You follow? It's totally in Rosei Naim. And Rosei Naim means Rosei Naim Lehedya. When we were doing bugs, I told you that we did that from Rav Sholem of Neustadt. That has to be something that's like nearer right away. Because that's part of the. Just like. In other words, the word is just like the concept of the Torah wasn't given for microscopic things. The Torah wasn't given for things that you have to, you know, look. As long as it looks mikufya, like that's all the Torah is makbara. Yeah. Reuven. Connected meaning? Yeah, the question is, does it have to be connected with Chach Kosher or connected by anything? That's the question. Well, assuming it's not. Well, now, take a look, let me show you. So I think that's a big yesod in the. I told you last week we saw that the Sefer Sheris Yisrael says it should be at least a tefach, which is similar to what Rav Scheinberg is saying. It might be a bigger kula, because a tefach is, I mean, even a chatzi tefach, you could see right away that it's not connected. What? This is subjective. In other words, the thing, the idea that some people say, I know Shachter said over that you have to have bamboos going both directions, is not so poshut. It could be that if either is going one direction, but they're all basically tufuf together, but if you look at it carefully, you'll see that a sliver that it's not touching, and he says that he doesn't think that that's a problem, Rav Scheinberg, because that's how halacha is nikba. Halacha is not nikba based on, you know, scientific instruments, and it's not nikba on things that you have to look too carefully for. Yeah, like Rav David, you know, it says Gorasik, even if you just look. And you don't have to plumb line. The way Rav David, Moshe.
So, Rav Shavis is more medical than Rav Scheinberg.
I think so. A tefach. It's not a tefach. Yeah, because a half a tefach it also will be obvious. So tefach, he says, because if it's not a mokum choshev with a tefach, like a tefach is maybe a satuma, as a chashiv is to a tefach. Look, if one person wants to be machmir and put some bamboos the other way, so okay, fine. But to say that, you know, that, oh, this I can't eat in this person's sukkah because, you know, he doesn't have bamboos going in both directions, I think is not the case. He can eat in his sukkah. But if they're big gaps, even if it's pachos mi shalosh, but it's obvious that you can see that they're not touching, very obvious, without any hesitation, then that would be a problem. Well, you're looking 10 miles away. You're right there. You're in the sukkah. You're right in the sukkah. So you can see. Okay. Now there's a famous Gemara and Tosfos on about Tess on page 9. And you'll see how this connects with the sugya we're doing. The Gemara says, "Shan yachon d'akro k'divim tasa l'cha." Bottom of page 9 in the Gemara, "L'cha shem chovavcha." Chachanan hachanu tasa l'cha shem chovavcha. Who be by the Buddha Gzula? Chaka sukos tasa l'cha l'buddha Gzula. Has to be your sukkah, right? We discussed sukkah hagozel, l'cha. We hold that it's not, in other words, you don't have to own it, right? You can go into someone else's sukkah, but it can't be gezula. If it's gezula, it's not l'cha. So Tosfos has the famous kasha, tema, tepigle mishum davale mitzvah baba veira. Whereas why do you need a pasuk? Chaka sukkos tal l'cha, that if it's gozel, it's no good. Just say the reason why it's no good is because it's a mitzvah baba veira. So that's the kasha of Tosfos. What do you need? In other words, why do you need a pasuk? L'cha l'mutig zela. Just say it's a mitzvah baba veira. Mitzvah baba veira is pasul. He says, "Table, let me show them the mitzvah baba veira. The high time of paslina, that's like a gozel." So then he says, the first word one has Ezra, "Yishlom the time of the mitzvah baba veira, lav doraisa, el b'drabanan." So Tosfos answers that mitzvah baba veira is only a psul drabanan. So if there would only be the psul of mitzvah baba veira, it would only be b'drabanan. But the pasuk of Schar Chasukos Tatsa L'cha, then it can't be skull, that's a din d'oraisa. So that's why you need a special pasuk to tell me that if a sukkah is a stolen sukkah, it's going to be no good, mi d'oraisa. Okay. So there is a interesting Minchas Chinuch. Excuse me. Take a look in the Minchas Chinuch on page 10. You ready? Ready for the Mechas Chinuch? Odni olani is dadi Rambam. Perkei Halach Yud Gimel Shulchan Aruch. Tzrach posul menatzah tosol barba arbos. The pachas is there amrina dofen akuma. Ve'emsa posul barba tfachim. Ve'avir bein menatzad u'bein menemsa posul b'shloshu tfachim. Kevi diyot v'taras lov. And tzrach is posul what? Pachas arba. Ain't shom, Tosfos. And he says, "Myri, you know, shatzach posel holech al pnei orcha and mafsik sukkah l'shnayim." So it cuts it in half. Okay, so let's see. So what does he want to know here? Take a look. The first word in the line is on the left side. It says, Hein be'emtsa, suga p'sugam. Kein, av b'hinich schach gozol. Shloshet fachim. What's the din if you have schach gozol and it's three tfachim? Schach posel, which is schach posel, means you have a piece of metal. That's schach posel, right? So what's the shear psul? Dal. Avir is what? Gimel. Now what about schach hagozel? What if I steal bamboo? I steal bamboo. I steal a couple of pieces of bamboo. So what is that called? Schach posel? What's the shear psul? What would you say? What? Kol shehu? You stole it. So therefore what? You say Mr. Baba Bear doesn't have a shear. Do you view it as if there's no schach there at all? Or the bamboos that you stole, right? Do you view that as if there's nothing there because it's stolen? Or do we say, do we view that as avir, or do we view that as schach posel? Interesting question. In other words, avir is usually what? Avir. Physical air. Schach posel is usually something that's either mechubra lekarko or not gedule karko. But how do you view schach gozel? Do you hear the question? On one hand, you're saying, at first glance, I would say it's schach posel. It's not obvious. It's here. It's something physical, but it's no good. Yeah.
You say that since there's the two things, that there's a pasuk and there's mitzvah about there. It's not a pasuk, it's not possible. There's no right that Bachad, it can't be stolen. So if you have stolen, it's not possible. If that mitzvah about there, you can't put it there. So you can't stick it, you can't take someone else's car and use that for your own. Mm-hmm. There. So we look at it.
So you're saying it depends from what perspective you look at the psul. If you look at it from the perspective of what? Of the pasuk, then what? So it's pasuk. If you look at it from the perspective of it's a vera, then it's not there. So let's see what the Melech HaShchinah says. Says the Melech HaShchinah, Avo. First word of the line is Avo on the left side of page 10. First word of the line is Avo. Avo b'schach gozel chutz mad the pasul mishum lachem min haTorah. Pasul gamkim mitam mitzvah b'avir. Lasur mitzvah b'avir deraisa pasul. Kushis Atosis, Lamali Kar, Tapekle Mitzvah Baba Vera, Habe Terutsum Nemru, is that? Kin Imaya Avir Shlosha, Kin Minatadim Emta, the Sukkah Psulam, Kin Avi Nixchak Gazel, Shlosha Tvachim, Hasukkah Psula, Hain Matad Hain Emta, Lav Haiskaka Haisa, Hasukkah Psula, the Avir Sukkah Psula Shlosha. Ato Vazul Hakshel de Kach Zehagozul Havali Mitzvah Baba Vera Shul Sukha Baal Yidei HaVera Yil HaVera Lo Yasukha Kval. Vishnu Baba Shah Shach Posud Lo Shach Mitzvah Baba Vera Shapir Enu Posud Machmas Arba. You think like this. When it comes to if you have metal beams instead of bamboo, so that's schach posel. That's posel barba. But if you have sukkah schach gozel, so he wants to say, I think this is what you're saying, that without this schach, if I didn't steal these bamboos, what would I have there in that area? Avir. So this is causing that it to be I'm trying to be machshir my sukkah, so I shouldn't have avir. So mitzvah b'avera says that if the avera is causing you to fulfill the mitzvah, it doesn't work. So therefore, he thinks that it should be what? You should have the din of avir, because the thing that you stole is coming, because if you didn't have it, it would be avir there. So now that you've had it, but you had it only through gzela, we view as if you didn't have it, because you're trying to you know, fix your sukkah through stealing, and if you didn't steal, you wouldn't have schach over there, so it would be avir. So he thinks it should be avir. But if you have pachas mishlosha and you put what? You put schach gozel over there, so it would have been kosher anyway. So then that's not called mitzvah baba veira. Because if you hold that the mitzvah baba veira means that the aveira has to help you fulfill the mitzvah, so that's only if there's three tvachim of schach gozel, and had you not had the schach gozel, it would have been avir. So now the schach gozel is helping you fulfill the mitzvah. So that's called mitzvah baveira, and we view a kilu it's avir. But if it's pachas migimel, then it would have been kosher anyway. Dana will klal echshet sukiyah feel belav is kochus shener. Saying that, who said, in other words, the fact that you're missing three tvachim doesn't mean it had to be in one place. You could have rearranged it. And therefore, you're missing one tefach here, one. You could arrange it that you're missing one tefach here, one tefach here, one tefach here, and therefore, even it'll be b'toras avir. Right? That's a good point. So you want to say that maybe even if you have three tvachim, would it make a difference if you put it, maybe it would make a difference of how you choose to use the Neschach Gozel. If you choose to use it in one place, then it should have a din of Avir. And if you use it in... I'm not convinced he's right on the whole thing. It could be that no. That Lamaisa using it and it's Schach Pasul. So the Shir should be Bedal. What? Right. In other words, what Shmuel is saying is that Avir and Schach Pasul have two different shiurim. They're not mitzvah. So then it should follow that if you had a metal pole of two tefachim, and then Schach Gozel of Kosher Schach, but a Gozel of two tefachim, that they wouldn't be mitzvah, because one is a din Avir and one is a din Schach Pasul. But if you say that Sukkah Gzula is Chach Pasul, so then maybe the metal, the two tefachim of metal and the two tefachim of Gozel will be two and two is four. We'll add together. So his big yisod is that Schach Gozel has a status of Avir. Because without it, you would have had Avir, so therefore it can't be better than, so you can't be makshir the sukkah with the schach pasul, so therefore you say, what it would have been if you didn't have it, it would be Avir, so there's Avir. Yeah. No, it depends where it is. If it's onto the side within Dalan Amos. Schach Pasul is Zofin Akubi, yeah. You're saying, what about Schach Gozel? Oh, he's asking an excellent question, brilliant question. He's saying, what if you have the Schach Gozel Min Hatzad, less than Dalan Amos, more than three Tfachim, but less than Dalan Amos? Could you say a Dofin Akuma on a Schach Gozel? Would we say it's Avir, like Cousin Hester said, according to Milchastina, so maybe, so what do you, wow, that's an excellent question. I personally think that you should be able to use it for Dovin Akuma, because Lamaisa is there. And I'm not so sure that he's right on the other point either. It could be that Schach Pasul, Schach Gozel is Schach Pasul. And therefore it's not Avir. So Schach. I think the Mechaschinich is saying a Chidud. He's saying, well, if you didn't have it, it would have been the Avir, so it's like Avir. What? So you're not, but Lamaisa is there. You can say the same thing about any schach puzzle. If I didn't have the metal rods, then it'll be Avir there. So every schach puzzle should be Avir. No, because Lamaisa is here. If it's here, it's here. It's not there.
Also, I was in the
Harbor. Yeah, so I'm for the Tosis, yeah. So I'm willing to question. You know, the whole Mechaschina. Mechaschina is always interesting because you can. You always say Fakir to the Mechaschina. Not always, but, you know, it gives you food for thought. It gets your mind working a little bit. So, you know, so I don't know. So, you know, if he wants to claim that Schach Gozel is like Avir, I'm not so sure. And then he speaks your question, Shmuel, Rabbi House, and the first wide line on the left. But what if you have a tefach of avir and shnei tefachim of schach gozel mitzdarif? So you would say that one or two is three, because that's not called schach. It's called avir. So he's consistent. The Michas Chinuch is consistent. You consider it avir. I would be a little question. I wouldn't be so quick to consider it avir. I would say it's not fossil. What do you say, Rav Moshe? Well, the Ferrari agrees. Take a look now in the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Reish Lamed Beis Dalet. Did I put that in here? Tov Reish Lamed Beis Dalet. Take a look. Sivdal on page 14. He says, "Im yesh schach posel shnei tefachim." Say you had a metal beam, so shnei tefachim. Vot schach posel shnei tefachim, and then you had another. But avir pachas mishlosha mafsik beneim. So two rod of two, then avir pachas mishalosh, and then another rod of two. Since it's an airspace, this is like the Shail of Lovad L'Chumra, right? In other words, would you say that you have two tfachim of metal, then pachas mishalosh of air, and then another two tfachim of metal? So what would you say? So the Shulchan Aruch is mistopic. What would you think should be the... Yeah.
If Lava doesn't work for Kumara, then it should be okay. Unless you're going to show that joined together by something tied to Lava.
What? Don't sit underneath. Yeah, that's for sure.
Why not? Oh.
Well, that's because it's not there playing Google. Yeah.
So then you should be able to sit under it. Why can't you sit under it? If it's not possible, then you're good to go.
No, Scott Puzzle. Even if it's not three. Yeah, Paul, I'll be any shame to have them. Take a look now on page 18. Osei, I didn't put the arrow there, but it's Osei on page 18. Avir pachas megimel tefachim mafsik beemtza schach posel dal tefachim. He says, chazav mechaber, him yesh schach posel beis tefachim, v'ot schach posel beis tefachim, v'avir pachas megimel mafsik beineim, v'yish yistapek im shnei hapsulim et starfim lifsol hasukim. U'loshan ha-toysis. This is a discussion of the toysis, this mechaber. This is a discussion of the Tosis. So he says something. Rabbeinu Yerucham Cholek. Because of the Pshitus, we have the Psula. He says it's definitely possible. We shall avir command the Lay Sadami. And then says, she's Chabri Yachad Chelke Chach Apostle, Vishbim Dalam Sahel Psula. He thinks for sure it's possible. And then he says, the Bikur Yaakov, Mishmur Kotzim, is a maizit tzarech l'sakin as a sukkah l'akshira, v'yichol l'sakin v'yino sukkah l'ches, yishe bom lo yivarach, so something broke his l'hafa. Yeah. Now take a look at the next piece here. Back at the bottom paragraph, it says, "Well, Ivanus Fakas and Machaber, Ba'avir Pochas Megimel Tefachim, Mafsik Bemtza Schach Posel Shel Dal Tefachim, Yesh Lodon Ma'adin B'Schach Chosha Pochas Mishlosha." What if you have two Tefachim of Schach Posel? Another two tefachim of schach pasul. Instead of avir beemtza, you have schach kosher pachos mi gimel beemtza. The name of Rav Yom maybe says that Tosis Hosev hinami schach kosher pachos mi shlosh mafsik imu hafsik o nemer kalovin. But maybe you could say lovin. Or is it lovin lahachmir mi olam atzin lovin lifso. El Levat El Avir, that's because I'm not going to run. Pasha says it's okay, like he says later on. And then, on page 19, he quotes that the Rishonim that argue with the Tosfos, and you say, even love here, love of Lahachmer, quotes a Rashba. That the Rashba says that you can even say love of Lahachmer. Rashba, we'll see it inside. Rashba and Erevin says Zion Amid Beis. And you could even say love and lachmer. That's, you want to see the Rashba inside on page. Where's the Rashba? Yeah, we have it in the packet. Yeah, page 12 and 13. Over here in the Vatalay, then early Iker. Chazarti v'isi nafiu lahachmer, I mean, the last three lines. Chazarti v'isi nafiu lahachmer, I'm reading love with the Mavish of Parsul Chayai. With Tzofel Ber Chayai. In other words, he says, love is even lahachmer. Hey, how does he know that? He knows that from a Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin on Pendav Tess. We have it here. Whereas, what if you have a mavoi and you put consecutive lechis? One, yeah, like this picture over here. You put consecutive lechis. Now, lechi can't be too big. So, if I'm going to say lavad, I'm going to combine the consecutive lechis, and it's going to be too long. So is that okay or not? So the Rashba says that there's a discussion in the Gemara whether you say love it or not. So, and the Gemara doesn't just say let's reject this whole question and just say love with l'chumra. So from this sugya, says the mavoi shiratzofa b'l'chayayim pachas pachas mital and vanu m'chos v'shimukum liyav rabban. You have a mavoi, yeah, I'll do a picture. So normally you have the mavoi. So you're supposed to put one lechi here at the mouth.
Yeah,
but you didn't just put one lechi, now you put a second lechi, a third lechi, a fourth lechi. So all these lechis are in love of each other, that'll be too big of a lechi. Then it becomes like a two wall, and once it's like whatever dalaramas or something, it loses its thin lechi, and then it's not a lechi anymore. But if you would say no, everything, only the first lechi on the outside is the lechi, and everything else doesn't count because you don't say love with lachmir. So, but the fact that the Gemara entertained the possibility that it would be a problem, then you see the Rashi says you say love with lachmir. No, because as a result of saying lovud, the lechi becomes too big now. And then once it becomes too big, you can't use it. No, so that's a machlokas. The Gemara says, So that's a shayla with you. So maybe you say love it, and you say love in the hospital. Yeah, okay, we'll continue. Yeah, Matt. No, I mean, well, usually we say if you need it, so if you need it.
In the case of the blessing, why do you need multiple blessings? Like, in that case, can I just say, like, oh, I don't want to do it this way?
Because you say he's assuming that love is just automatic. If three things are in love with each other, that's automatic, so then they're connected. So then it becomes too big. But if you don't say love and the then it's not me. You only say it if it helps you, not against you. Okay, we're going to see. These are, I think, the main points I wanted to show you in this packet. And tomorrow we'll have another packet. But the main thing I wanted to show you was what Rav Scheinberg said, and that Tosis and Sukkot are passed about Mitzvah Bava Vera and Amichas Chinuch of how you can use Chaf Fossil. These are some of the things.